Service Chat 3, Mission 7. AZ Boishas, what is the amount that is paid for the shay that we've been talking about, the violator and the seducer? What's the amount that's paid? So it says the Mishnah, Kolafi Hamavayash Vahamisbayash. Everything depends upon the disgracer and the disgraced, meaning that the court actually goes and they assess the people involved, the violator and the person who's been violated, the woman. And if the person causing the shame is like a lowlier person, then the shame is larger. And if the person who is shamed is like a more, let's say, a more dignified person or whatever, then the shame is also greater. So the court assesses and they adjust the amount of the payment of the shame, depending on the status of the relative statuses of the people involved. Pagam, how do they assess the pagam, the blemish amount? So the court, Roin Oisa ki iluhi shifcha nimkeres, kamaha sa yafe vakama hi yafe. So the court take a view of her as if she was a slave. If she had to have been sold as a slave on the market before she was, let's say, violated, what price would they have gotten? What was her worth? And afterwards, what was her worth? And that difference is the amount that would have to be paid. Knas, the fine, shaveh b'chol adam. So a fine is uniform for everyone. They don't change the fine payment. It's a fixed payment, and that fixed payment is not dependent. There's no court assessment over there. B'chol sheyesh lo kitzva min haTorah shaveh b'chol adam. Whatever is a fixed amount from the Torah is uniform for everybody.